KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York criminal trial has fined him $1,000 for violating his gag order and has sternly warned the former president that additional violation could result in jail time. Entering court, Trump says the gag order in the case barring him from making comments about witnesses, jurors, and some others is unfair.
It is unconstitutional and it shouldn't be allowed. And I wish people could move a little bit quicker, the appellate courts, because the whole world is watching this and they see what's happening. More importantly, frankly, they have no case.
Jurors today heard testimony for the first time about the financial reimbursements at the center of the case. The tough economy is especially hard on children with an incarcerated parent. Heather Rice Minas, the CEO of the nonprofit Prison Fellowship, says household income drops by about 25% when a parent is in prison. Her organization is seeking donations to send at-risk kids for a week this summer at Angel Tree camps around the country.
These kids are especially feeling the pinch in these times. And for your listeners to step forward and be part of saying, we want to make sure you never follow in your parents' footsteps and end up in prison. We want to make sure you never need a second chance, and we want to invest in your first chance.
More information on Angel Tree Camps is available on the website, srnnews.com. The Hamas terrorist group says it has accepted an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal to halt the seven-month war with Israel. Israel leaders today approved a military operation into the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, and Israel forces were striking targets in the area. On Wall Street, the Dow by 176 points. This is SRN News. Not far from Dallas, Texas, troubled teenagers are being helped by a unique nonprofit 501c3 charity called Rustic Way Ranch, which uses horsemanship to help ease emotional problems. Founder and executive director Brooke Carricker says the ranch grew out of pain her own family had experienced tackling everything from depression to teen pregnancy and even attempted suicides.
There's literally nothing that we had not experienced. And with that knowledge came the realization that perhaps God could use and was calling us to use all of the pain that we had experienced as a family to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help others.
From that vision, the 10-acre Rustic Way Ranch was born, but Brooke and her husband, Court, found that God would give them many challenges before the ranch could become a reality. We'll hear more about that in our next segment. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, adding to last week's gains. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market following last week's big moves on hopes that a cooling job market could get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year. Berkshire Hathaway rose after Warren Buffett's company reported its latest quarterly results over the weekend. Freshpet jumped after reporting better results than expected. The Walt Disney Company and Uber Technologies will also report their earnings later this week. The Dow is up 176 points, closing at 38,852. The Nasdaq gaining 192 points. To 16,349. The S&P added 53 to 5180. New York oil rose 37 cents to $78.48 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.